We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not right now.
No, it's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Just look at that, he hit the fucking ball. Guy gets a free steak. You having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast. Thanks.
Good.
All right, welcome back to Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast brought to you by Blue Wire Podcast. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo. It is our October Patrons Choice episode, our episode for the patrons, by the patrons. Big shout out to all the members of the Big Screen Sports Patreon, and especially our producer-level patrons. That is Aaron Figueroa, Mike Schubert, Steve Rogers, Kevin Frost, Mike D, Ryan Yeager, Mike Dries, James Kowalewski, and Chris Mykoski. Big shout out to our producer level patrons and all the patrons. If you go to patreon.com/bigscreensports, if you've been someone who's been listening to this show, listen to us talk sports movies, or listen to us talk Ted Lasso as of the past couple months, patreon.com/bigscreensports, you can support the show, help keep this rolling. Patrons of Big Screen Sports get episode notes. You get scheduling updates when I know about an episode, you know about an episode. You get to vote on movies and patrons' choice topics like this episode that we're doing today. The post for patrons to vote on the November movie is up right now. It looks like Bad Words, the Jason Bateman Spelling Bee movie. That's in an early lead. I gotta say, I'm honestly pretty interested. I'm kind of surprised, but that is the running of the four movies for now. So if you join the Patreon, you can vote in that poll. You can nominate Patrons' Choice topics and contribute, as quite a few of our patrons have done, as you'll see in today's episode. Contribute some takes. Spit out your favorite sports movie takes. You can do that on the monthly Patrons' Choice episode. You can get access to that over at patreon.com/bigscreensports. Again, support the show. Get access, vote on movies, vote on Patrons' Choice topics, contribute to the show, and if you get in at a certain tier, you get stickers. We got some good stickers, just sent out some overdue ones this past week. But as far as the Patreon goes, the support is very much appreciated, but this Patrons' Choice episode might not be the most listened to episodes we throw out every month, but this is my absolute favorite, because I love... The coolest thing about doing the show is the feedback and the relationships I've been able to to get with a few of you, and I love hearing takes on sports movies. I started this podcast because I like sports movies like an unhealthy amount. So I'm a huge fan of hearing what you guys think about sports movies. And the thing about Patrons' Choice, I love the topics that you guys come up with, that the patrons of the show come up with. So I want to dive right into what we came up with for the month of October. Got some great takes, some great contributions, some really fun topics. So diving right into today's Patrons' Choice episode. On the September episode, one of the topics was who deserves, which athlete or whoever deserves their own biopic. Sports figure. I think the one that I know that resonated with me that someone shouted out with the most was Roberto Clemente. I think a Roberto Clemente biopic would be incredible. So since we did that kind of question in September, I threw it out there of, I want to hear what you think the best sports biopic is. I threw that out to the patrons. A few guys chimed in. My list you know, it's kind of interesting. So it's kind of how you define a biopic. When I was thinking about this, that is it just about, because a lot of sports movies, you know, based on a true story, or is it strictly the based on a single person like Ali or Raging Bull, which is just strictly about Jake LaMotta? Is it like the based on a true story thing, the Remember the Titans or McFarlane USA or, you know, something like that? So I guess it's kind of how you define it. I put together a list of five to kind of kick us off. And four of these I've already covered on the show. One of them I haven't yet. And they're kind of a mixed bag of what I was just talking about. A few are about a person, but none of them are the kind of story that is the all-encompassing biopic. Besides, I would say, so leading off, Raging Bull. I didn't rank these. I just listed five based on a true story or biopics that I really like. So Raging Bull, Jake LaMotta, is essentially, it's Martin Scorsese doing a sports movie. We need more of this. We won't get more of this, but we need more of this. And sports movie, loosely, this is a, you know, a story about an anti-hero. It's a character study, but it is the full life, or most of the life, of Jake LaMotta. It's your classic kind of biopic. It is a tough watch. It is an excellent watch. It was an easy choice. It was the first thing that came to mind for me. Another one that is about a person, not about the span of their life, but about a very important, you know, section of their life. Cinderella Man, covered that one with boxing writer Michael Montero. Maybe my favorite Russell Crowe movie. That sounds ridiculous as I just uttered those words. I like Cinderella Man more than I like Gladiator. I'm just going to make this a referendum on Crowe apparently right now. Do I like it more than The Insider? I'm going to get back to you on that one. Really, really, really like The Insider. Like a lot of Crowe's movies. But anyway, Cinderella Man, about James Braddock, the boxer. Excellent, excellent, excellent movie. Gives me the chills in a bunch of spots. Really well done. My guest, Michael Montero, he's a boxing historian. He was very complimentary on it. Then Rush, which I feel like, actually, you know what? I haven't covered Rush on this podcast yet. I've just talked about it so much. But that's Niki Lauda, James Hunt. Again, not the spanning story of both of these men, but a segment based on essentially 1 year, it spans a couple years, but it's really, really about 1 year, one formula, one season. Ron Howard, just incredible movie. I think I had that on my list in the top five, my top five favorite sports movies of the past decade. So rolling on from that, this is a movie I covered, I think, pretty early on in this podcast run, Miracle. So it is centered, our main character is Herb Brooks, but it is obviously is centered about the story of the 1980 Miracle on Ice U.S. men's Olympic hockey team. It's the Disney sports movie, I think, the best they've done it. The next one on my list is Disney as well, but this is the peak. This is so good, and it is not, I don't want to say corny or cheesy. Like the next movie on my list, and also Remember the Titans, which is not on my list. And The Rookie, not on my list. That's a biopic as well. Miracle just doesn't feel, it doesn't have that same Disney-ish feel. It doesn't really need it with the story, but it doesn't like water it down, or it doesn't put all this, you know, it doesn't try to pull your heartstrings. It just does. Like, that's just what, and I mean, it's Gavin O'Connor doing it, so he's the GOAT. My last movie, McFarlane USA. This is a recent addition into biopics and true stories that I really like. I want to shout out my guest, Jeff Perlman, who turned me on to this movie. I hadn't seen it, didn't see it when it came out, kind of came and went pretty quickly. But this is, I would take this over Remember the Titans. Running isn't quite as exciting as football, but McFarlane USA is really good. And if you haven't checked it out, I think it is now on Disney Plus. If you have not checked it out, go check out McFarlane USA. It's really, really good. So with all that being said, let's see what, more importantly, let's see what the patrons had to say. First up is Danny Weiser. And now Danny, again, I've shouted out before, he has a podcast, The Rank Kings. I'm going to be on The Rank Kings here real soon. We're actually recording it, I think, in 2 days, talking baseball movies. Really looking forward to that. But like, guys, go check out their library. It's a great podcast concept. They're just ranking things every episode. It's awesome. They do a lot of pop culture. Go check it out. For best sports biopic, he said it's Moneyball. I can't argue with that. I said I can't argue with that, and then I was about to argue with that. Moneyball is a great movie, but I think when we covered the episode on the show with the guys over at Tipping Pitches, Bobby and Alex, I think the thing, at least what I said, was let's take this as a great movie and not a true story on baseball, or not criticize it for being a documentary. Now, all sports biopics, like Remember the Titans, everything we talk about, they take artistic liberties, all that stuff. Moneyball is just interesting because it happened. They took a lot of liberties, but it's the fact that they took that book and made an incredible movie is, I'm shouting into the sky like an old man right now. It's a great movie. I don't know why I'm arguing against it, but fantastic choice. Mike D gave us a list of five. That is producer patron Mike D. He said his top five in no particular order. His list is 42, which we broke down in the pod again with Jeff Perlman, his son Emmett, I think last year. My biggest complaint with 42 is it could have been a Spike Lee movie and it wasn't. That's a bummer. Seabiscuit, which we covered with Dan Stupp from Play Virginia. Talked Seabiscuit. The thing about Seabiscuit is a movie I loved when I was a kid. Upon rewatch, you could probably trim 10, 20 minutes, but it's really, really good. It's arguably the best Tobey Maguire. Like, I don't know what that's competing against. Like Spider-Man 2 or Cider House. I don't know, but it's really, really good. He's got Remember the Titans, the quintessential Disney sporting movie. It's on TNT all the time still, I assume. The ultimate rewatchable. Hoosiers. I forgot the thing about Hoosiers that people forget. True story. With some liberties, like everything else, I'm not going to criticize for that. A great Hackman performance. Watched Young Frankenstein last night. Forgot that Gene Hackman has a cameo in that. We miss Gene Hackman. It is a goddamn shame that his last movie was Welcome to Mooseport, but that is a subject for another pod. And then Mike D also has Moneyball. So maybe I am the idiot for not putting Moneyball on my list. It me, dumbass. Finally, as far as biopics go, Kevin Frost, he had fairly, like, you could take this as an actually good, like, the right answer, really. He said top sports biopic list should be every boxing movie they ever made. The Fighter, Cinderella Man, Bleed for This, which I haven't talked about yet. I haven't talked about The Fighter either. A lot of these boxing movies, besides, like, Rocky and Creed, everything else, it seems like they've gone to the well for, for real-life stories. So, he's really not wrong. People call The Hurricane a box. I don't really consider The Hurricane a boxing movie. I don't think we see a boxing match in The Hurricane after the first bit. But it's the thing about boxing movies, and again, a thing about a movie like Warrior 2, which not a biopic, and I'm just going on a tangent here, is that it allows you can focus in on one character. It's not like a baseball team or a basketball team where you gotta like figuratively share the ball on camera. You can have the singular focus on this guy or this person and their relationships and stuff like that. So it's not a surprise that boxing movies in general, and especially the biopics, have struck gold so many times. Million Dollar Baby won an Oscar, not a real story, not a true story, but won an Oscar. So same with Rocky won an Oscar. Raging Bull, I don't think won Best Picture. Did it win Best Picture? It might have won Best Picture. I'm gonna take a quick break and look at that. Okay, no Oscar for Raging Bull. Sad. No Best Picture for Raging Bull. But okay, we're gonna move into our next topic for the Patron's Choice of October. But real quick, let's take an ad break.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, we're back. Our last topic, or our second topic, I guess, is who's the best sports movie love interest of all time? We've had a lot. Some movies do a great job with the romance. There's a character who's mentioned a few times by a few different patrons who is also on my list, who is just, I mean, that marriage, that relationship, that's it. That's what you want, folks. What you're looking for. That's what you dream about as a child. There's other movies that didn't do a great job. Looking at You for Love of the Game didn't do it for me. I am going to finish with my list. Instead, I'm going to roll right into the patrons. Starting with Danny Weiser, my guy. His first pick, who is, I will, spoiler alert, on my list as well. Annie Kinsella is the coolest spouse in the history of movie spouses. That is, folks, what we call a perfect take, because she is the shit, the absolute shit. Annie Kinsella, a real one. Danny continues, though, but if you mean love interests, and we see their relationship starting in the movie, then Tessa Thompson's character in Creed is cool and interesting. Also, Annabelle and the Replacements is underrated, and that movie isn't talked about enough for how fun it is. That is another good take, folks. Annabelle is an absolute, she is a bomb in that movie. And I love the Replacements. I think I've said it a million times. I love, love, love the Replacements. Covered that almost 2 years ago now with Richard Johnson, who is now running the best college football podcast in the game, Split Zone Duo. The Replacements kicks ass. I probably should have been more specific with the topic, or, you know, again, this is all about a dialogue. What is a love interest in a movie? Is it a steady, you know, spouse, something that we're given as the movie starts, like the Kinsellas in Field of Dreams? Or is it like Creed, where we see, you know, we see Tessa Thompson and Adonis from the, you know, from the get go, same with Annabelle and Shane Falco in the Replacements. Spoiler alert, that is not the only mention of Annabelle in this list. I had completely forgotten about her. When I made my list, she didn't even register, and it's major oversight on my part. And shouts to patron number one. I say number one as in he was the first person who joined. I love everyone on this Patreon equally, but my guy, Aaron Figueroa, best sports movie interest has in all caps, has to be Annabelle Farrell from The Replacements. She knows football, forms a ragtag cheer squad, and inspires Shane Falco. I honestly, as many times I've seen The Replacements, as much as I love that movie, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I forgot about Annabelle. You know, I'll strive to be better. I can do better. I will do better. But thank you, Danny and Aaron, for reminding me. Mike D, his best is Annie Savoy and Bull Durham. Outside of the baseball storyline, the entire plot of the movie is driven by the love triangle between her, Nuke, and Crash. Annie Savoy on my list as well, an iconic Sarandon performance. I am contractually obligated doing this podcast to any time I can invoke Bull Durham. I need to invoke Bull Durham. It's also, that one is fun because Sarandon and Robbins were together for, I think, like 20 years after that movie. Again, perfect movie. Like, you know, Sarandon's great, Robbins is great, Costner's great. You believe the dynamics between all of them. So I think, yeah, she's awesome. She can help you with your swing. She can teach you poetry. She can do other stuff. She's absolute dynamite. So before we get into my list, we're going to wind down with Ryan Yeager, who has been, as I said, I think on the last Patron's Choice episode, he has been an absolute day one of this podcast, guy who has an encyclopedia mind for movies, especially sports movies. He is that dude. I'm so glad that he's contributing these Patron's Choice episodes. And every patron who has not yet, I hope to hear your thoughts soon. Really looking forward to that. But Ryan gave me an incredible breakdown. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to share it all with you because this is something that we need to, and I'm going to have to message Ryan about this. This is something that I think would make a great future Patron's Choice episode, because he went into a full breakdown of the best and worst on-screen couples in big screen sports history, basically in sports movie history, as he calls it, the BSS universe. He's got some incredible info in here. I'm thinking we'll do this in its extended format for December, maybe do best and worst couples, you know, or maybe that, I don't want to wait as long as February, but, like, you know, Valentine's Day is in February. That would be a good one for Patron's Choice then. But he's got a ton of great breakdown here. I can't wait to share it with you folks. But I'm going to take his best couples, and I'm going to at least give you the love interest in those best couples, because they deserve to be heard, and some of Ryan's great work deserves to be heard. And then eventually, you know, if this is something you're interested in, you're listening to this episode, let me know. Should we do a best and worst couples for December Patron's Choice? Or if not, I'll just do it as a one-off and it'll be a me and Ryan thing. But here are his top five love interests of his top five couples. So I'm going down 5-1. Number five would be Lynn from Major League One and Major League Two. So that's Rene Russo's character. They don't even give a last name, but he says Rene Russo's redemption for Dr. Griswold's failures. Now, if you remember, Rene Russo played Dr. Griswold in Tin Cup. This is something I know Ryan and I are in the same wavelength with this, but not a good love interest, in my opinion. Again, movie I love a lot, but got some questions about how good Dr. Griswold was actually, like how good she was at her job. But Ryan points out that in Major League 2, she doesn't have much screen time, but she actually has some good advice in telling Jake to swallow his pride and take the bench coach job, which eventually gives us manager Jake Taylor. So a small little, I hope she got paid well for that small little cameo. I hope everyone got paid well in Major League 2, because what a kind of disaster otherwise. Number four. So this is one where I'm going to, I don't know with this with Ryan. He says Boof from Teen Wolf, who is Scott's basically Teen Wolf's friend, and then eventually they get together. But he says these two are going to live in Beaverton or whatever the town is called forever. They're going to get married young. Scott is going to take over the hardware store, probably have little werewolf babies, and Boof will probably continue to have semi-sexual one-on-one basketball games with Harold Howard. All correct. I'm not sure how Boof made your top list, Ryan, but her name is Boof. Ryan also has Annie Kinsella. He says, this is true love. They have each other's back no matter what. Annie Kinsella, real one. Get into her later. He also, number two, this isn't a sports movie, but I'll allow it because he knows this is one of my favorites. Guy Patterson and Faye. He says Guy and Faye were on a collision course for each other from the beginning. It's, man, God, this movie. And God, that couple. I like to live in a world where Guy and Faye are together forever, together in real life. Liv Tyler. He said they spend Christmases in Erie, PA. Christmas in Erie, PA sounds real nice. Real, real nice. And then Ryan wraps up. He says number one isn't close in his opinion. Rod and Marcy Tidwell. He says they are in love. They take on the world together. They are passionate. We stan Rod and Marcy. He said if it wasn't for Rod and Marcy, the You Complete Me speech doesn't even happen. You know what would make Jerry Maguire better? The You Complete Me speech is Rod and Marcy. But the thing is, they don't even need that speech. That couple is so, like, so tight already. I mean, that couple is so down for each other. They're the best part of Jerry Maguire. Great list from Ryan. And again, I'm going to bring his entire contribution to this topic here real soon, because it is great, great work. Again, Ryan is that dude. Like, goes full detail. Love it, love it, love it. Big thanks to everyone who contributed to this Patron's Choice episode. It is seriously, again, this is my favorite thing that we can do. I hope this grows and grows and grows. I hope this turns into an hour-long weekly episode of people giving me their takes, because I really enjoy this. We're going to wrap with my list. Again, no particular order. Annie Kinsella, like I said, I mean, her husband plowed over their fucking corn, and she was like, cool, let's do this. She's just down as hell. She's the best. Annie Savoy, I already talked about her as well. Susan Sarandon, what a performance. Three we have not talked about. Three no one mentioned. Patty Brooks, played by Patricia Clarkson in Miracle. Just gives, she is so wise in that movie. She is not just off to the side as Herb Brooks coaches the U.S. team. She is a mentor. She provides counsel, but she provides some stern talking to him when he's not exactly respecting her wishes, or not respecting her wishes, but not taking her feelings into account. Patricia Clarkson, she is great. Bill Pullman is Bob Henson in A League of Their Own. Let's talk about a man as a love interest. Off fighting the Nazis, comes back to watch the World Series. Him and Gina Davis, you know, pull a U-turn, get back for the World Series, get back for Game 7 of the World Series. So shout out to Bill Pullman. And then Vicky Valancourt in The Waterboy. Because how many women or men or whoever that you have ever loved have threatened to kill someone because they're making you take a GED exam? Vicky Valancourt was down as hell. Just a stand-up woman. Huge fan of her. So that is it for the October Patron's Choice. Again, huge thanks to everyone who's contributed. Huge thanks to all our patrons. Again, I hope this turns into an hour-long episode once a month once we really get this thing going. I would much rather hear from you guys than I would from my own brain. We've got some great topics kicking around for November. Looking forward to that one. That poll should go up sooner. That post should go up to get contributions. So if you're a patron, if you listened all the way through to this, you got some takes. Post is going to be up soon for those. Post is up right now for questions, theories, anything. Want to hear from you on a Ted Lasso season 2 recap episode. Me and Alex are going to record that next week, so you got some time. Get your questions in. I want to hear theories because I want to, you know, pass them off as my own. But yeah, so that's what this Patreon is for. We've all got takes, opinions about sports movies. We've got things we like, things we don't. This is everyone's chance to contribute, sound back on the show. Big thanks to all our patrons, our producer patrons, everyone who has checked out the show, everyone who rode with us, Ted Lasso, everyone who's been riding with us for the past 2 years covering movies every Monday. We're kind of back at the usual thing next Monday. Love and Basketball, which was selected by the patrons. My guy Mike Schubert is going to be back joining for that. Mike has an incredible new project, Modern Muckraker. Go listen to it. Go listen to the first episode. It is awesome. It's about when should Spider-Man take the subway. It is just fantastic work from Mike and the team over there. Go check that out. We'll be back on Monday, Love and Basketball with Mike Schubert. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.